stand by. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM Teleconference, Enterprise Modernization Sandbox for System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question-and-answer session. In this teleconference, you'll hear a review of the Enterprise Modernization Sandbox for System Z. This sandbox for asset modernization provides hands-on walkthroughs of common real-world scenarios, including enterprise application discovery, transformation, and reuse of mainframe assets. The speakers for today's teleconference is Salim Padini, Rational Go-To-Market Manager. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to our speaker, Salim Padini. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Just a quick review of the topics that I will cover today. Again, this is the presentation on Enterprise Modernization Sandbox for System Z. What I'll start with is a quick overview of enterprise modernization and new workload projects that customers are deploying on System Z. Key challenges in dealing with existing software assets, architecture skills, processes, and investments that our customers have made, and give you an overview of our solutions that help address these challenges. I'll also look at the recent product announcements in this area, and then we'll deep dive into the new sandbox for System Z that we recently launched with the z10 announcement. And in the end, we'll also look at some of the new scenarios and products that you can try in this new sandbox. So let's get started. So if you go to slide three, what we see is that customers are implementing new and modern projects on System Z. So in the blue box here are just a few examples of type of applications that are being implemented. Again, several key factors or customer forces is really driving the need for these projects to be leveraged on System Z, and that's mainly due to the key advancements in the hardware and software technologies on this platform. Additionally, our support for Linux and support for service-oriented architectures on System Z ensures that applications that you're running outside the mainframe can also access as well as run on this platform, thereby allowing mainframe to handle all the new breed of applications that customers are deploying these days. So let's look at some of the challenges on chart four that our customers face in executing these projects or trying to deploy new workloads. So let's take a look at some of the common enterprise software delivery challenges customers face when dealing with complexity associated with their IT systems, consist of applications that are either homegrown, packaged, or third-party apps. They all link together and execute the key business-critical functions. So what has happened, the decades of changes, mergers and acquisition, and technology upgrades have resulted in assets that are not very well documented or known. There is no real-time repository of the shared artifacts or software assets, and there is really not an integrated view of all the assets across the mainframe as well as distributed and other packaged applications that are running. The architecture challenge is really deal with the tightly coupled nature of the applications that are running, and that complexity really hampers the ability to reuse this code for new projects. So again, there are multiple implementation technologies, and middleware limits this mobility for our customers. The third area of challenge deals with skills. The reduced capacity to maintain and extend existing applications due to dwindling IT skills. And this also poses a difficulty in attracting new development talent, limited ability to exploit hardware innovation without retraining traditional developers to Java. All these issues really constrain the IT flexibility due to the skills of islands that they have. So the fourth area is really talking about the processes and infrastructure. The duplicate infrastructures limit IT and skills flexibility. It introduces errors, reduces productivity, and increases projects risk. This lack of traceability inhibits the end-to-end governance. Multiple infrastructures increases cost. No event-based lifecycle management drives inconsistent and mismatched versions across these platforms. And the last challenge is really dealing with how customers can leverage the best way the investments that they've already made. And by spending more money in optimizing the entire software delivery process and the investments that they have made, they can retarget that budget to invest in new opportunities. So let's take a look at on slide 5 are the solutions that IBM can help customers get started in a low risk and an incremental way to address some of these modernization challenges. First, as we talked about the challenges dealing with assets, the enterprise modernization solution from IBM helps customer discover, analyze, document, and manage the business processes and business rules embedded in your existing COBOL or PL1 applications. The second area is the architecture modernization. Architecture modernization solution help in breaking up the monolithic legacy architectures into components that can then be easily integrated into SOA structure. Or we can also help you turn the green screens, the 30 to 70 screens, into a more modern web graphical user interface or even web services for integration with other distributed systems or mainframe applications. Our skill modernization solution helps in breaking the skill silos by empowering existing legacy developers who have the domain and business knowledge and are familiar with the COBOL to create modern solutions, as well as enabling the new developers who don't have the COBOL or PL1 skills to create and deploy native System Z applications. The one in the middle, the process and infrastructure, is really about the solutions that help in unifying the various development islands within your IT, thereby streamlining the development processes to enable software teams to collaborate more effectively and as well as ensure the application quality and speeding up the entire application delivery lifecycle across these platforms, both for mainframe and distributed workloads. The last area is really about the investment modernization, increasing maintenance cost, which limits the flexibility for new investments. Then our solution in this area help you take a whole new look at migrating these old proprietary systems and environments to a more standard and open modular IBM software delivery platform to help you improve the overall development efficiency, reduce maintenance cost, and redirect your savings towards new initiatives. Moving on to chart 6, here are some of the key areas where we recently announced new software products or resources to help our customers get started. These areas break down into 3 different focus solutions. The first one is the modernized assets, where we announced 2 new products or enhance the existing products such as Rational Transformation Workbench and Rational Host Access Transformation Services. Rational Transformation Workbench is a tool that allows you to do a deep analysis of your existing source code to extract the business rules, remove the dead code, and identify reusable components for an SOA project. Rational Host Access Transformation Services is a tool that helps you transform existing 30 to 70 screens into either new modern graphical user interfaces or into web services to integrate within an SOA project again. In the center, we have our new IBM EGL language. It's the most advanced business language that we announced as part of the Rational Business Developer product offering. And we'll talk in the later in the slides more about what EGL does and how it helps you solve some of these modernization challenges. We also announced the WebSphere Developer for System Z as a rebranded offer from Rational. It's called Rational Developer for System Z. Again, it's the entire solution for helping mainframe developers build, deploy, and test not only COBOL, but also Java, J2EE, and PL1 applications, both local and on remote systems. And the last area that we focused on is really about the software delivery and the lifecycle management of the projects that our customers deploy on the mainframe as well as distributed platform. So products such as Rational ClearCase and BuildForge are key components of that delivery lifecycle, and we'll touch base upon this later in the presentation. In the bottom part of the slide, number 6, we have the few new resources that we also announced, such as the IBM System Z Starter Packs and the new System Z Sandbox. Today's presentation will take a look at more closely at what the sandbox does and how customers are leveraging to understand these new product offerings and be able to try these before they purchase. So let's transition now to the SystemZ sandbox that we recently announced. So if you go to slide 8, here on the left-hand side is the overview of the new SystemZ sandbox, which was launched back in February. It provides the 24/7 online hosted environment with full-featured products, which we just mentioned in the previous slide, such as Rational Developer for SystemZ, Rational Business Developer, Rational Transformation Workbench, and Host Access Transformation Services. The purpose of the sandbox is really to help the developers, the architects, and the business analysts to take a closer look at some of these offerings and see how they can help them get started on some of these modernization projects that we talked about. The sandbox also comes with complete hands-on exercises with common scenarios and usages of the core modernization and development tools for SystemZ. The sandbox also provides you with the real-time access to a complete SystemZ test environment where you can develop, deploy, and test these projects. So on the right-hand side, we are also announcing the IBM iSandbox, which is really the same idea such as the SystemZ, but is more targeted towards the System I or the new IBM I platform. We will not be going into the discussion on I platform on this presentation. Okay, so now let's take a look at what really the Enterprise Modernization Sandbox is all about. So if you go to slide 9, as I said earlier, the Enterprise Modernization Sandbox is comprised of best practices and hands-on software trials to help bridge the understanding to adoption. The best practices were defined based on many proof of concepts and proof of technology engagements by IBM leading architects and consultants who are working very closely with our customers to identify and document the most straightforward challenges that customers are addressing using IBM's enterprise modernization portfolio. The best practices are available in the new DeveloperWorks sandbox portal, which we'll take a more closer look here in the next few charts, with easy access to all the sandbox material. Each entry point is really divided into three categories. You could see the categories at the top here, learn, try, and buy, and support. The learn category provides an overview of the entry points and the products that are included in the sandbox. The try provides the instructions for online downloadable trials and detailed steps for the hands-on entry point exercises. The buy and support tabs covers the information you need to begin adopting and reusing these entry points in your own environment. The IBM Sandbox is really fully configured and is running environment that can be accessed via browser, so there is no requirement to download any software on your local workstation. So moving on to chart 10, that just gives you a visual picture of what the sandbox environment looks like once you are logged in and signed into it. The hosted sandbox for SystemZ provides, as I said, hands-on exercise through ready-to-go sandbox and tutorials. Developers can use the hosted sandbox to gain instant hands-on experience by either following the online tutorials in both HTML or they can print it as PDF documents before they start these exercises. Again, as I mentioned earlier, these tutorials are based on some of the common scenarios and best practices. So what we find the customers do is really come on the sandbox to learn about the new offers without it spending the time to download and configure the software on their local workstation. And more importantly, as they're building applications for the mainframe, they would like a connectivity or the test environment where they can quickly try and deploy these solutions. So the nice thing about the Enterprise Modernization Sandbox is that you can come on, register as many times as you want, and you can get instant access at a 3-hour session for each time you log in. And there is no limit on the number of times you can register and use the sandbox. So So moving on to chart 11, here is just a quick walkthrough of what a customer will go through when they access the sandbox. So as you saw the URL earlier in the chart, if you sign in, you'll be presented with this hosted environment on DeveloperWorks. Again, we have two tabs. The overview tab is just gives you the general overview of what the purpose and objective is for the sandbox. And the next two tabs, it's hard to see on this chart, but the System Z and the next one is IBM I. So what you will do is you select the System Z tab, and then you will be presented with the next chart, which is marked as number 2 in the middle. And you will select the entry point, whether it's assets, architecture, skills, processes, or investment. As you select that, then you will be presented with the four tabs that we talked about, which show you the learn, try, buy, and support pages. There is a wealth of information on these four tabs where you can get a complete understanding of the scenario before even you register. You can print the documentation. You can review it online. You can also look at other essential resources that would be related to the scenario or the products that are deployed in the sandbox. Now, from here on forward, if you decide to go ahead and try the scenario online, you will have to register. And if you already have an IBM user ID and password, there is no additional work needed on your part. You just use that to register and enter into the sandbox. Once you are in the sandbox, you will start your trial. And then what will happen is the online hosted environment will check if you have the Citrix client installed on your machine. And if it not, it will prompt you to download and install that in one click. So really, there is no additional setup required, and there is no questions to answer, and you can access this environment in under 2 minutes. So what are some of the things that our customers are doing when they go into the sandbox? So if you go to chart 12, here are some of the type of scenarios that are currently hosted. The asterisk next to the scenario indicates that these scenarios are coming soon or are under development. So under asset entry point, we have several scenarios that we're working on. For example, you can come and look at Rational Transformation Workbench to analyze your applications at a technical and a business level. You can also use the asset entry point to take an existing CICS COBOL program and transform that into a web service with Rational Developer for System Z. You can also leverage the new EGL with Rational Business Developer to accelerate your web and SOA development. Under architecture entry point, we have many different scenarios that are live today. For example, you can transform 3270 green screen to GUI using Rational Host Access Transformation Services for multi-platform. You can also use the same technology to turn the same green screens into web services to integrate within an SOA project. Not only that, but you can also try the new capabilities in Rational Developer for System Z to accelerate your local as well as remote application development projects for System Z. And again, we are adding more scenarios in the coming few months to help you try out more broader variety of technologies as well as integrating those with our WebSphere runtime products. If you go to chart 13, here we have the three remaining entry points, skills, processes, and investments. We're still building the process and the investment area of the entry points, but this just gives you a highlight of what potential scenarios that we're thinking about and which one we'll be hosting in the very near future. Again, as I said earlier, the process entry point is all about automating your application quality and change and release processes. An IBM Enterprise Modernization solution provide the capability to help you do that. So let's talk a little bit about the skills. So as I said earlier, one of the key challenges our customers are facing is in the area of skills shortage on the mainframe. So how can we help them in that area? And how can customers not only leverage the investment and the skills that they have today, but also be able to bring new expertise on quickly so they can be productive instead of spending a lot of time in retraining or learning technologies that they don't need to? So with this skills entry point, what we help customers do is try the IBM newest business language called EGL as part of Rational Business Developer. So there are three scenarios available in this entry point. It's Rational Business Developer wizards to create a web application or create web services, or in general just accelerate the web and SOA development projects using this technology. So with these five entry points, what you can do is try out different scenarios as they relate to your particular need and the projects that you are currently considering for your mainframe applications. So now we'll transition into the more of the product area or the solutions that are available for you to try online. Again, some of these products you're probably already familiar with, but I will just go through, highlight the key areas or the areas where we have made new enhancements for these products. So the first one here on chart 15 is the Rational Host Access Transformation Services for Multi-Platform version 7.1. In this new version, we have added the mobile support. And again, this is a follow-on version of WebSphere HATS. So all that capability that was on the product before is all available in this new version with extensions that enhancements being made in the area of mobile device support. Again, the goal here is to allow customers to quickly modernize and streamline the green screen applications that they have. Not only that, but the HATS is really a good product to combine data from multiple 30 to 70 screen and serve them up as web services in a secure, low-risk way to integrate with newer projects. It is non-invasive. That means you don't have to touch any code that is executing today on the mainframe. And the benefit to customer is that they have an immediate return on investment. They shorten the learning curve for the new employees as well as leverage the technology that they already have for new projects and can support modern devices such as PDAs and mobile phones. Moving on to the next chart, 16, as we talked about that the Rational Transformation Workbench, which used to be called Asset Transformation Workbench, has now been rebranded as it became part of the Rational product portfolio. Rational Transformation Workbench assists in restructuring monolithic applications, really to help reduce the complexity and the maintenance cost and speed up the deployment of SOA projects by identifying reusable components. Again, so as you are analyzing and documenting existing business rules in the legacy applications, Rational Transformation Workbench can really help you document those and analyze those before you make a commitment on what is possible and how you're going to deploy these projects. Again, the key here is that you want to remove the manual effort involved in identifying the business rules as the new requirements are coming to your projects. Is how can you quickly respond to those business needs, resulting in better customer experience. Moving on to chart 17. This is an architecture that kind of describes how entire life cycle of software that's being built and deployed all the way to the production environment, how do you manage the assets across that life cycle? So on the left-hand side is the Rational Asset Manager, which is the development time repository for the software assets. On the right-hand side is the WebSphere Services Registry and Repository for the deployed assets or runtime. Again, the nice thing about the solution is that it's integrated and it helps you manage and govern the entire life cycle of any software asset, whether it is as granular as a business rule or as complex as a reusable component. You can manage all those types of assets across the life cycle as you create new applications. In the middle, you see the WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer and Rational Transformation Workbench in the blue box. That really helps you discover and analyze and extract the key components out of existing systems and populate this repository so your development projects and business analysts can quickly reuse and understand what is already available before they create new applications. Moving on to chart 18. This is really about how do you optimize and do more efficient development. Not only that, but how do you really enable newer applications such as service-oriented architecture on System Z. So for that, we have the Rational Developer for System Z, which used to be called WebSphere Developer for System Z, and it's now being rebranded and is, again, part of the Rational product portfolio. The Rational Developer for System Z is the powerful Eclipse-based tools for building not only COBOL, but also PL1, CC++, Java, J2EE, CICS, and IMS applications. Again, the key thing here is that it provides all the technologies integrated into one single development environment. So regardless of what technology and what language you are building, you don't need to go and use multiple interfaces or different types of products to create those projects. Rational Developer for System Z is a one-stop shopping for all those type of applications. Again, we have seen the customers who deploy this product have seen reducing cost both in time and resources, and they are able to faster respond to business needs, resulting in better customer experience and an on-time, on-budget project delivery. The nice thing is that you can go into the sandbox and try all these capabilities today. So moving on to Chart 19, this is another product that is part of the sandbox. This is the IBM Rational Business Developer, which contains the IBM newest business language called EGL. So as I was mentioned earlier, one of the challenges our customer face is in the area of skills, is how do you leverage and extend the skills that you already have, but not only that, but how do you bring the new development teams up to speed to create applications for the mainframe? Rational Business Developer and EGL makes that possible. The reason being that EGL is a simple, higher-level language that can generate the code required, not only the application code, but all the runtime components and packages that application in one single session to be able to host it on your mainframe server environment. It helps accelerate the adoption of Web 2.0 and SOA technologies. Again, the nice thing is that you can apply your existing business knowledge and new staff on the multi-platform projects. EGL also helps you rapidly exploit the latest middleware and emerging application architectures to deliver these solutions. And the nice thing is that it shortens the learning curve for the new and existing developers and help reduce time to market and increase the responsiveness of your IT teams to your business users. Again, you can try the scenarios that are available today for EGL with our new Enterprise Modernization Sandbox. Moving on to Chart 20 here, these are the products, as we talked about earlier, to manage the lifecycle of the applications that you're creating on the mainframe. Again, Rational ClearCase provides a common repository where you can not only store the distributed but also mainframe artifacts and share it across your geographically distributed teams. You can also automate the complete end-to-end, manage the entire build process across heterogeneous platform with Rational BuildForge. Again, with Rational ClearQuest, you can manage the entire lifecycle of the process of how you're going to deploy and manage those artifacts as well as applications across these platforms. We currently do not have any scenarios live on the sandbox today, but soon you'll be able to actually leverage these products in the near future. So what does it all mean? The benefit behind this is really simple. You know, you do not need to download and configure and spend the time to work out what are all the switches and settings you need to try out these capabilities. So these products are available to you in the sandbox today, and you can go on, sign up, and try experiencing these solutions right away. You'll understand quickly the benefits and capabilities. You will see how it makes it easier for understanding existing code. You can also try out the Rational Transformation Workbench to see how it impacts the changes you are making to your code, as well as create components out of existing legacy applications to be reused in an SOA project, as well as create the cross-platform applications using Rational Business Developer and EGL. So all in all, you'll be able to try different scenarios and different products in a one single environment, and it is provided as a 24/7 real-time with access to mainframe. So you really don't need to go anywhere and just quickly run through all the scenarios and quickly get an understanding of how these products can help you today in your projects. So moving on to chart 23, this is the IBM picture of an IBM software delivery platform as it relates to core capabilities. The four key focus areas for us are really in the areas of process and project management to help you manage the end-to-end lifecycle of all the projects that you're undertaking in your IT shop today, as well as in the areas of change and release management, quality management, and architecture and construction. And at the bottom, we have the integrated requirements management. So these are the focal areas for IBM Software Delivery Platform. It's really about not just the tools, but the best practices and the incremental approach of installing and configuring and managing the projects that you're undertaking for your particular need. Moving on to chart 24, this chart highlights the key IBM products that make up the complete SystemZ application development and delivery software platform. Again, these products are grouped in each lifecycle phase, such as model, assemble, deploy, and manage. Under model, we have products such as Requisite Pro, WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer, Rational Transformation Workbench, Rational Software Architect, and such. The purpose of these products is really to help you not just to manage, but to discover and figure out how you're going to reuse those assets across your software lifecycle. Once you have determined the reusability and the components that you want to leverage in newer projects, you go to the next phase where you assemble the existing components as well as build new components to create your application. So for assembly and development of new components, we have various IDEs or development tools that you can leverage, such as Rational Developer for SystemZ, Rational Business Developer, and Host Access Transformation Services, as well as WebSphere Integration Developer and the Portlet Factory. Again, depending on the need of the type of application and what project you're working on, you will pick one or the other product to create and construct and reuse those assets. Under Deploy, we have the Rational Quality products as well as the WebSphere Runtime products to help you functionally verify the applications that you're building and make sure that they perform well to meet your SLA requirements that have been set on. And the last one is really about, once you have deployed those applications, how you're going to manage and track the performance of these when they are running live or are in production. So tools such as Problem Determination Toolkit from WebSphere, or Tivoli Composite Application Manager, or the WebSphere Services Registry and Repository really help you operate your end projects more efficiently and in a controlled way, so you can always keep an eye on where there are weakness or where there's potential security risk or performance risks as you're running and deploying these applications. In the bottom here, we have the entire lifecycle, which is the products that help you manage the end-to-end software delivery across all these phases. So products such as Rational Portfolio Manager, Rational ClearQuest, Rational ClearCase really bring it all together to give you an environment where you can completely trace all the artifacts as they flow through the development lifecycle. Moving on to chart 25, here are some of the customers that have used the solutions that we talked about in the areas of user interfaces, modernization, or analysis and discovery, or just a more modern way of building applications for the mainframe, or deploying onto multiple platforms, or unifying the development teams. So we have Mercantil do Brasil uses HATS to integrate Z-Series applications with .NET through web services. We have a large auto manufacturer who is using Rational Transformation Workbench and WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer to figure out what are all the applications that they have in their portfolio and identify the applications that are no longer executed on the platform so they can start a decommissioning process. In example three, we have a German bank providing financial services to private companies and is facing a challenge how to upgrade their teller workstations and ensure they continue to work with existing third-party customer COBOL runtime. They leverage Rational Developer for SystemZ to improve the change cycle and create new applications that can be deployed on existing platform. So you can read through the rest of these examples here, but the point here is that customers are benefiting today with some of these solutions that we talked about, and you don't have to wait to download these products, and you can try those out today in this new sandbox that we just talked about. So in the summary here on slide 26, just to get you started on some of the things that we talked about, again, you have three areas where you can engage with us. Obviously, the SystemZ sandbox we talked about. I didn't mention much about the SystemZ starter packs. These are specially designed product offers with discount pricing that you can leverage today in the three areas, which is discover, reuse, and grow, develop and manage, and test and track. You can also leverage our on-demand education series where we will set up time with you one-on-one or one-to-many to come and talk about some of these solutions and gives you a hands-on experience for using some of these tools in your environment. So in summary here, just before we close the session here, I just wanted to review some of the things we talked about. Again, the enterprise modernization solution is really about taking a more incremental and a low-risk way of modernizing your legacy system. So there is no big bang solution here, or there is no magic here that you'll be able to do. But the point here is that you have these solutions in various different areas, whether you have challenges with assets or architectures or skills or processes, that you can look at some of these solutions and start to adopt and try those out today. Again, the nice thing is that all the solutions are integrated into one common development platform, which is built using Eclipse. So as your project needs grow or as you decide to add new offerings, you are really working always within the same development platform, and all the tools are integrated. And you can actually try and experience those today in the sandbox. So just I'll conclude with a promotion here on slide 27, which is the Rational Software Development Conference that is happening from June 1st to June 5th in Orlando, Florida. Again, we have over 3,000 customers and partners participating. We have some leading industry experts and keynotes who will be delivering those sessions. And you have an opportunity to participate and learn more about how you can be part of it. And if it is something you can't join, you can get access to a lot of the content through registration, as well as continuing the sessions throughout the year at various geographies for this particular conference. And if you register, you get a discount if you use the code here, EMSZ, as part of your registration. Thank you again for listening today, and I'll turn it now back to the operator.
Thank you, Salim. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. And our first question is, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. Our second question, what was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause for just a moment. Question number 3, are you currently using or have used the Enterprise Modernization Sandbox for SystemZ? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And again, we'll pause. Our fourth question is, will you consider using the Enterprise Modernization Sandbox for SystemZ in the future? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. We'll be back in just a moment. Question number five, are you currently using green screen-based tools for your System Z application development? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. We'll be back in just one moment. Our sixth and final question. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1, and if no, press star 2, and we'll return to take your questions in just one moment. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask a question, simply press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. And again, that is star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment. And no one is queued up at this time, but I'd like to give everyone another opportunity. If you do have a question, please press star 1. And again, we'll pause for just one moment. It appears we have no questions today, so I'd like to turn the call back to Salim for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you all again for taking the time to attend this webcast.
Thank you very much, and that does conclude our conference for today.